Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning, good morning. October 23rd, time is flying. Before you know it, it'll be Halloween, it'll be November, daylight savings time, Thanksgiving, 25 days of Christmas. It's the most wonderful time right now, though. Keith McPherson on The Fan. If you're in the sports, we're about to open it up for the next 2 hours. You might not be a Knicks fan. You might be a baseball fan, a football fan, a hockey fan. This is The Fan where we talk about all sports. Obviously, it's, you know, the Knicks' first win, and it's opening night, so a lot of excitement around that. Not too much excitement. I literally didn't get one call about the Brooklyn Nets loss to the Charlotte Hornets. But for a large part of the night that I was watching the Knicks, I was watching the Devils. I'm happy I have a hockey team. Like, back in 2019, I didn't have a hockey team. I wasn't watching hockey. I was watching just NBA, the Nets. Nets had Kyrie waiting for KD, you know, to come back from the Achilles rehab. But yeah, having this Devils team and them being in sole possession now at first place in the Metropolitan Division, ripping off 6 wins in a row, you know, their first back-to-back here, coming home winning tonight. And like, Jack Hughes isn't the guy to put the puck in the net. You know, it's Paul Cotter and Brendan Dillon again. Back-to-back nights, Brendan Dillon scores. And the young boy, that Telegram Hockey is popping up. Go search Telegram Hockey on your Twitter feed. I saw BR Open Ice said, "Dear Telegram." You know, and like, I don't know if you guys know about this, like from the Instagram Hockey to the Telegram Hockey and all the trolling that goes on. It might be too much of a deep cut with the Devils and the Devils fans and Devils Twitter. But, you know, someone made some Telegram Hockey shirts and they sent it to Arseny Grichuk. And he scored tonight, his first NHL goal. On the power play, it was awesome. And, like, Minnesota is pretty decent where there was talk about, you know, maybe they drop this game in the back-to-back. Maybe they cool off here and the streak ends. Nah, the Devils keep it going. Shout to Nico Daws filling in, right? Back-to-back, Jake Allen was out there last night. Nico Daws steps up. He makes 29 saves. Dawson Mercer steps up. Cody Glass got beat up the night before. The Devils have depth. As we're talking about the Knicks depth, the Devils have depth. They got to, you know, to steal Tommy's line, because I know Tommy's going to come in today and hit you with the dudes, dogs, and damage with all the dudes, dogs that the Knicks have. That's what the Devils look like. The Devils have dudes and dogs. They're doing damage. And it wasn't even the usual suspects of you know, Dougie Hamilton or Bradder did have a, you know, Jesper Bratt did have an empty net goal late, but it wasn't Jack Hughes. It wasn't Nico Hischier. It wasn't Timo Meier. And, yeah, they found a way tonight. Stefan Nason is back. They've got a team right now that I think Devils fans are inspired by with the season starting and them, you know, dropping the first game but not losing another game. They're rolling right now. They are rolling right now. And I'm glad to be on board. I'm glad to be learning more and more about hockey and the league and the Devils and their fans and the fan culture. And, you know, when now, you know, basketball season and hockey season comes at the same time, you don't have to be just a miserable Nets fan. It's like, hey, not for nothing. I'm watching the Devils game, bro. Shout out to Don LaGreca. I've been shouting out Donnie Pucks. He's been doing a great job. And since he said put a pitchfork in him, like a signature catchphrase for a win, that's all they've been doing is putting pitchforks in him. Six wins in a row, in first place, rolling. Anybody can get it done. And I think I saw that they have had 21 straight penalty kills. Yeah, Devils have killed 21 penalties in a row. Yeah, they're rolling right now. And I know it's early, as we're talking about the first game of the Knicks season. I know it's early, but it's still a great start to get out of the gate. You know that adversity is going to hit. You know there's going to be trouble on the way. It's hockey. These guys get beat up. You know what I'm saying? You know that they're going to lose games. I mean, speaking of beat up, they lost Jacob Markstrom right away. And the backup goalies, second and third string, have filled in. So sometimes things just go your way. I know people like to act like the Devils don't count in New York sports because they're not physically in New York. And I get that. But there are a ton of New York fans, New Yorkers, that root for the Devils. Islanders fans are happy right now, too, with 18-year-old Matthew Schaefer. I didn't talk about him last night. I think I heard Sal talking about him today. You know, he's lit. He's got the fans lit over there, UBS. That's a great arena. You know, Ledecky had us all over there in his suite. Shout out to him. He's such a nice guy. And, like, some of the best live hockey I saw was, like, me, Gio, Bogish, went down for the second period in that Islanders game, and they scored four goals right in front of us in the goal we were sitting behind. It was insane. So maybe the Islanders got something going as well. And, I mean, it feels good to hit on your top pick. 7 points in his first six games. Matthew Schaefer looks like the real deal, 18 years old. And, you know, he gets on the mic. He says, I love this place. Let's go, Islanders. And like, you fall in love with a kid like that. So 888-808-1019 if you want to talk puck. The Devils were the only local team on tonight. Last night, now that it's the 23rd. But the Islanders will host the Red Wings tonight. And the Sharks will stay in town after losing to the Islanders, and they will face the Rangers. And the Rangers got to score and take the lead. And, you know, the Sharks haven't won a game yet. So the Rangers have an opportunity to get right. And I'm sure we'll talk about that tomorrow night, or now tonight. It's Thursday night football. And that brings me to the NFL conversations that we have to have. 888-808-1019 if you do want to talk puck. But like you just heard in the update, Aaron Glenn. And it just, like, it sucks for the Jets fans. Like, now we're playing the game of, like, did he say that? What exactly did he say? So, like, we all heard what Woody said. And Woody didn't have to say too many things to make us understand. We were claro. We understood exactly what he was saying. He was basically, you know, throwing Justin Fields under the bus, saying Justin Fields sucks. He can't complete a pass. He's completed plenty of passes. But now he's not throwing touchdown passes. They haven't scored a touchdown in the last couple weeks. He got benched. Tyrod Taylor didn't do too much better. He moved the ball a little bit, but he also, like, you want to talk about completing passes. Tyrod Taylor completed two passes to J.C. Horn. And now the Jets are in a spot where what do you do here, right? Because your owner made it seem like he was done with Justin Fields, who he signed. Justin Fields didn't just waltz into Florham Park and say, I'm the quarterback. You know, Woody wanted Aaron Rodgers out of there because Aaron Rodgers went behind his back and paid for the food trucks. So now Woody is saying, you know, Justin Fields, anybody with that rating, what rating? What are we talking about? Passer rating, QBR, PFF, Madden? It's like Woody Johnson should be the owner at this point that when the media comes up, he says no comment. Because he made it worse. He made Aaron Glenn's job, which is already a tough job, tougher because now Aaron Glenn has to stand in front of the media and say, did he say anything about Justin and not liking Justin? Right? He says, reporter, we know how Woody feels about Justin. Clearly, he does not want him playing. Glenn says, what makes you say that? Did he say that? It's like, bro, did he have to spell it out? What did he say? Does that say he doesn't like the quarterback? It's like, bro, we get it that that's your quarterback that you hand-selected, that nobody else was going to pay that money. I think I was listening to Tiki Breakdown just like how much Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston cost. They would be better for the Jets right now than Justin Fields. But now Aaron Glenn is in a spot where they didn't name the quarterback, and today he's talking about not wanting to give the Bengals a competitive advantage. The Bengals played on Thursday Night Football. The last time the Bengals played was a week ago. It was the Devils' home opener. I was watching the start of it there and came here and finished watching the game. So they got their feet kicked up. You know, old man Joe Flacco is talking about guys that he would see in the bar alone by themselves and how those guys are in heaven. I guess because, you know, Joe Flacco is by himself now. I gotta get that audio. I got to get that clip of Joe Flacco. I was like, what the hell is Joe Flacco talking about? But anyway, keeping it to the Jets as calls are coming in for the Knicks and the Jets. Still taking your Knicks calls. Definitely taking any Devils, Islanders, Rangers calls. It's the most wonderful time. This is when we can talk about everything. And if you really want to talk about Bryce Harper being traded to the Yankees, I'll humor you with that too. But like now, Aaron Glenn, who already is in a situation fighting to win a game and had to bench Justin Fields, his quarterback that he wanted. And now Tyrod Taylor is day-to-day with a knee injury. Typical Jets. Your owner throws QB1 under the bus, and QB2, who stepped in for him at halftime, is not all the way healthy. Tyrod Taylor is never healthy. Tyrod Taylor is not a big body dude. Like, he's not Cam Newton.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm bigger than Tyrod Taylor. I met Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor and I are like the same size. I think I'm a little bit, I might be a little, let me see what they list Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor, height, weight. and they always lie a little bit on this. They list him as 6'1", 215. I'm 6'1", 205. With sneakers on, 6'2". With boots on, 210. But if you saw Tyrod Taylor and me stand together, we're like the same size. Tyrod's probably in a little bit better shape since he's in the NFL. But don't slack on me either. If y'all watching on the YouTube, don't get it twisted, bro. Don't get it twisted, bro. Sometimes they see me at the stadium, they be like, oh, I didn't know you were this tall. I didn't know you were in this type of shape. I'm like, bro, they got me twisted because when they see me on the internet, it's just my head, my chest. Anyway, Tyrod Taylor is probably not going to be able to play the whole game, even if you start him against the Cincinnati Bengals, because one hit, one sack, one wrong fall on that knee, he could be hobbled. So here comes Justin Fields back in. And Justin Fields, a couple things about Justin Fields. And I'm going to take a call and then I'm going to let these other calls come in. And I want Fleegs to weigh in on this as well. It's good to have Fleegs here who was a non-believer. And this is what I'm going to say about Justin Fields. You know the song, No Church in the Wild. What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? Like that whole song, like how that starts. Justin Fields brings God into his media availability every single time. Now, I'm a God-fearing man. I wouldn't say I'm religious. I don't go to church anymore. I don't have the time, but I'm a walking church. I pray a lot. I believe. I have faith. But something I also believe in is not preaching and not forcing, you know, that on other people. I know some people feel the other way. Like, you're supposed to spread the word. But in the media, in the NFL, they don't want to hear you say, I'm at peace, brother. That's what it is. When you're really in tune with God, nothing can actually like. And then he stops himself. He says, I'm not even going to speak to what I was about to say. Yeah, because they don't care about your faith in God. You're terrible. They don't want to hear how much you've prayed and been in your Bible, Justin. You're going to have to play, and you're going to have to silence haters and critics, and you're going to have to win a game for this team. And that might be this week or next week or some point in time. They gave you $30 million guaranteed. God does love you, Justin Fields. $30 million guaranteed for the way that you've played this season. But he goes on to say that he's completely off of social media. He goes on to say that he didn't hear anything that Woody Johnson said. Can you really live that much under a rock? Nobody texted to you. Like, I understand not being on social media, but people can text you links. People can send you articles. But yeah, Justin goes on to say, literally everything around me can be negative in terms of the world, but I promise you there's nothing in this world, there's nothing that can faze me, and that's just due to my relationship with the Lord. It's not on me. Justin, nobody wants to hear that. I know what can faze you. The defense across the field. I know what can faze you. Play calls that you can't execute. I know it can faze you. Sundays being lined up and taking a three-step drop on third and five and not getting rid of the ball, taking a sack. So, like, I get it because, like I said, I am a God-fearing man. I'm prayed up. I've told y'all stories about how I was baptized in Jacksonville, Florida, like Travis Hunter. Just got baptized in Jacksonville, Florida, and people, like, had a problem that he got baptized on Sunday before the game. In Jacksonville, Florida, heavy black church community. I've been to a couple churches, and I used to go down there as a kid and spend summers with my grandmother. And once I started to get into the Bible and religion, I felt like I had to be baptized. I was one of the only people not baptized. And this is 8-year-old me asking to be baptized in front of the whole church. So, like, don't think I'm speaking down on religion. We all need that, especially as Woody Johnson is talking about faith this week. That, you know, Jets fans have faith. Don't insult us. But now this situation, just like, I don't know how it keeps snowballing. Like, they got to make it stop. Fleegs, when you're hearing this stuff, are you just completely numb to it at this point? Like, there's nothing that can pop up now that makes you even, like, flinch as a Jets fan. Like, whatever. These guys are just going to keep going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, like that's, I maybe not numb to it, but I'm at the point where it's just like nothing can surprise me anymore because this is what I expect. If Woody Johnson is going to open his mouth, something stupid is going to come out. That's just who he is. Like, it's unavoidable. This is now an owner. I mean, he's publicly criticized the last three starting quarterbacks for this team. That doesn't even include the Mike White situation where we hear he's screaming about him in the locker room while the guy's taking a shower after
he's not
he almost
helping.
Dies on the
he's
field for your team.
He's not helping at all.
No, and like I feel bad for Justin Fields. You know, Justin Fields is doing his best. Now, he stinks, but we knew that he was the case with him before he got here. Justin Fields didn't offer himself $30 million guaranteed. The Jets did that. Muji, Glenn, and Woody Johnson did that. For the owner to come out and say what he's saying about any player on the team. Like, this is not a thing in sports. This is just something that happens with the Jets.
Yeah.
Like, we're not there are 31 other owners in the NFL. Some are great. Some are okay.
They decline
some are miserable.
To comment. They say no comment. They don't need to hear from you.
Yeah, and the only one who even, like, kind of toes this line at times is Jerry Jones, and we rip him consistently for it. Like, this is
win.
Not the behavior.
They find ways to, yeah, they find ways
they
to
win. They
win
more than the Jets. They don't
They
like,
don't ultimately
win, right.
win, but they win regular season
this
games.
It's just, like, Connor and I were talking about it. The Jets, the Woody Johnson quotes, when you see them, your first thought is, well, an owner wouldn't say that. This has to be a parody account, you know.
And then there's video now.
And then you're like, no, this is really what the billionaire, 79-year-old owner of a team who should know better, this is what he's saying because somehow he doesn't actually know better.
Yeah, it's all compounded, and it's just layer on layer, and it's not good because Aaron Glenn comes out, we're going to have a quarterback. You have to have a quarterback, like. You can't play the game without a quarterback. Oh, I don't want to give them a competitive advantage. No, there is no. You're at a complete disadvantage, whether it's Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor. And then Justin Fields being asked by the media, he said, I wasn't aware of it. I'm not on social media. It doesn't bother me. Of course, everybody knows I need to play better. We need to play better as a team. No matter how the offense does as a unit, I'm going to get the blame. And I understand that. He should as a quarterback. He says that's just what comes with the job. It's what comes with it. So you can't let anything affect your mind. That is what it is, no matter if it's him, no matter if it's a family member, even teammates sometimes. There's going to be times where you have to be the only one who believes in yourself. That's his opinion. Like I told you guys after the game on Sunday, I'm at peace and all my focus is on working and each and every day getting better. And it's like, this is so stupid at this point. Let's go to Bruce and Howe on the Fan. Bruce, talk to us. You got it.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Holding it down. How are you?
Yeah, good. Assuming the Jets get the number one pick, here's the problem. There's no Joe Burrow. There's no Trevor Lawrence. I mean, the kid from Indiana, Fernando Mendoza, or Ty Simpson to Diego Pav is not that good. I mean, there's no clear guy either way. So
right. They could screw it up. I think I called him Francisco Mendoza. But, like, Fernando Mendoza, I just watched him against Oregon, and I'm hearing all these different things about him. But it's like, it's the Jets. Like I said with Justin Fields, shame on me for thinking that they were going to have a plan for him to get the best out of him. The Jets is where quarterbacks go to die. They do better once they leave.
Right, yeah. And with the Knicks, I mean, I loved what I saw today with the depth. Like he brought in everyone. He gave Trey Jemison a shot. Obviously, it wasn't, you were saying, like last year, they were forcing Shaman in. And, I mean, Shaq went into the NBA. Shaq was like, they're asking, they're giving Kenny and Chuck the predictions, and Shaq's like ripping. Nah, the Knicks. I mean, Shaq's got to get out of it. Shaq still thinks the Knicks have, like, Raymond Felton.
He's a hater. Shaq is in the coalition.
They don't have Emmanuel Mudiay anymore. These Knicks are good.
Shaq does not care. You got the Knicks would have to win the finals for Shaq to say anything good about the Knicks. Yeah, he's always hating. It's like, and you're right. He needs to refresh his information. Like, he's like 5 years, 10 years away from where the Knicks have been in the last four.
Yeah, Keith, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. 888-808-1019. There is just like a national media hatred towards the Knicks where they'll never believe. They're the Knicks. Believe it when I see it. When they fired Tom Thibodeau and then they went on this search and they started checking on every employee coach, they were getting crushed by everybody. They're incompetent. They don't have a plan. They don't know what they're doing. This is a knee-jerk reaction. Maybe some of that was true. But they end up finding an experienced coach with a good resume, and we're going to see, obviously this is one game, but we're going to see if the rest of these games play out like this one where the Knicks look like they are passing the ball, they have multiple threats that can score, they're getting points in the paint, they're shooting the three, they are deep, they have, you know, 11 guys that can get in the game, and they can keep their guys fresh. Carlos is in Clifton with us next. Welcome back, Lowe's.
Hey, you said 11. I'm saying 13 because we had two hurt.
Right.
That's the great thing about tonight. Like, I was a little apprehensive going in as a big-time Knicks fan. I was like, oh, man, let's see what's going to happen. And some of the announcers were saying that it's actually what Cleveland did to us last year in the four games. We look like Cleveland of last year, and they look like the Knicks, which was great. We were running up and down. I mean, nobody was holding on to the ball, not even Brunson. There was no bully ball tonight, and everything was working. Even though it's just game one, I like what I saw so far.
Yeah, it's game one, but it's a different look than what you saw from 82 games in playoffs last year.
Right, and a lot of those guys look like they trimmed down. Brunson, a lot of them look like they're in shape. They're ready to run.
So, oh, bro,
you know the
best off-season motivation to get in the gym, to hit the weights, to get shots up and work out, losing the way that they lost to the Pacers. Yeah,
Keith, I want to say one more thing I'm a Giants fan. You know that. I just don't understand how Pittsburgh didn't want to sign none of these quarterbacks they had starting for them last year, but the two New York teams jumped in to grab them up. Like, you can't make that up. Have a good one, Keith. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Carlos. Yeah, it is a running joke. It is a running joke. I've heard it on Evan and Tiki. I think Sean was the first one to say, like, Mike Tomlin was able to win games and get to the playoffs with a combination of Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Like, how good of a coach is he that he kept all of that together? When those guys are a combined 0-9 in New York. But everything's different in New York. It's a little different when you go somewhere else. Look at Daniel Jones. They love Daniel Jones across the country now. Indiana Jones, mic'd up, had the referee, hey, congrats on everything. You know, do your thing. I'm so happy for your success. Daniel Jones is beloved out there in Colts country. This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. I mean, Daniel Jones is going to be their franchise quarterback. To hell with Anthony Richardson, right? Jets should trade for him. But I don't know. I don't know why the Jets paid Justin Fields so much money. I am extremely disappointed because I saw Justin Fields, and I've told you guys all that. I saw him in college. I saw him in high school. And I saw him as a quarterback that just needed an offensive coordinator and a coach that believed in him and that could work with him and that could recognize his skill set and not try to make him something he's not. And that's exactly what they've done. They try to put him under center. They try to get him to drop back, three-step drop, and like know where to go with the ball. And he doesn't have it upstairs, and he doesn't have it with his throwing motion to get there quick. The NFL is fast, and Justin Fields is not – got acclimated to the speed of the game. It's crazy that he has been with all of these teams and has started all of these games, and he's still just like paralysis by analysis. But whatever. Jets fans don't care. They don't have time for this. And it's crazy that Woody signed off on this and then has, you know, completely thrown the kid under the bus. And now Aaron Glenn has a decision to make. Are you going to play a day-to-day? He probably has to. I think he's leaning towards Tyrod Taylor. Day-to-day knee injury, 36-year-old Tyrod Taylor. Or are you going to stick with your guy that you got here and try and prove a point? 2 points. One, that Justin Fields is an NFL quarterback and that you can scheme up plays to make him effective. And two, that you said Woody Johnson puts this call into your hands. So make the call, Aaron Glenn. Show the world that you are the head coach of the New York Jets and it isn't Woody's decision, and then put the quarterback out there that Woody just said is the reason why they're 0-6 and it's not, or 0-7.
0-7.
Jarvis, yeah, you know, thanks for the correction. Jarvis is in Harlem on the Fan. What's up, Jarvis?
What's up, Chris?
He's 0-6. Tyrod lost to the Buccaneers. The Jets as a whole are 0-7.
Yeah. I mean, Alan Glenn said for Sunday, he don't know who's going to be the quarterback starting against the Bengals. He said, I know who my quarterback is. I mean, it doesn't matter who they're going to start Sunday. They're going to still lose to the Bengals. I mean, they can probably lose the rest of the way because, you know, Woody Johnson have no clue. He's just throwing Justin Fields under the bus. I mean, it's just like Woody Johnson just doesn't get it. I mean, that's the reason why the Jets are just a dumpster fire. I mean, it doesn't matter.
But he does. He thinks he's smart. He thinks he's he couldn't wait to hold court. He even thought he was getting at Diana Russini. He's like, you know, when he said, I give him a hug every day. I tell him to keep the faith. And Diana Russini kind of was like, really? And he's like, yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I know you think I'm a liar. And it's like, oh, he tried to combat Diana Russini. Like, I read what you wrote about me. I know you think I'm a liar. It's like, Woody, say less. Do so much less, bro. You're in a terrible spot. Like, this is a whole mess, and I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Yeah. That's the reason why they will never win a Super Bowl. That will never.
Super Bowl? That's the reason why. We're trying to get a win, trying to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, but I don't think next year, it may take this franchise in the next 5 years. I don't think the streak is going to end of trying to make the playoffs for the next 5 years. But because, you know what, I mean, I know Alan Glenn's not going to get fired after one season. I don't know if he's going to survive next year if they have another stinker. And
with
then
a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. And then they're going to ruin them. And then what if he gets fired next year? Then what? Then, but what coaches want to take this job? Who? Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. So, it's a vicious cycle. Thanks for the call, Jarvis. And that's why I think 2 nights ago I was saying to Jets fans, hey, you don't have to do this. You're a good person. You're a smart guy or girl. You don't have to let the Jets misrepresent you. you don't have to walk around with that Jets jersey and have people look at you some type of way. You're better than that. You don't have to struggle and suffer and be miserable and take it out on your family members. It's not you, it's the Jets. Separate yourself from that. That's how I felt. And I don't care if people clown me. I feel great not being a Dallas fan anymore. I feel great correcting people that, no, I was. I grew up a Dallas fan. Now I grew up. I'm grown. Not me. Not Jerry Jones. I posted something on my Instagram today. I did not know this story. And maybe I knew it back when it happened. But supposedly it was Tom Coughlin talking about how Jerry Jones had tickets for the Dallas Cowboys to the NFC Championship the year that the Giants beat them, 2007. That year, I watched that in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I was at JMU, and I watched it with some Redskins fans, because a lot of them in Virginia are Redskins fans, like Tiki Barber growing up, and some Giants fans, some Cowboys fans. That game was terrible. I have a picture. I've put it on my Twitter, too. I have a picture of me sitting in that living room, and everybody's got jerseys on. I don't have my jersey on because I was disgusted with the Cowboys' performance. I took it off. That was 2007, bros. And Tom Coughlin, after they beat him, said made a joke, like, don't worry, guys. Jerry's got our tickets. It's taken care of. Like, the Giants used that as motivation to go out there and pick off Tony Romo, to go beat the Dallas Cowboys in their building in 2007. That's pain. That was painful. I'm not going through that anymore. I'm good. I'm straight. Jerry Jones, like, I can't follow Jerry Jones' lead, and you don't have to follow Woody Johnson's lead. 888-808-1019. Now we're open for calls on the Jets, on the Devils, and when we come back, I'm going to hit the Jackson Dart conversation, the Ray McLeod signing, the Young Wei Koo, Graham Gano conversation, the injury report with the Giants, and like how big this game is down at the link. Like, if you're a Giants fan that wants to go see him on the road, if you were shook all those years to go to Philly, if there ever was a time to go down there, now's the time. You got a quarterback, you got a running back, you've got a defensive player of the year candidate, and they're coming off of a loss that they're going to want to erase quickly, and the Eagles are going to want to get some get back. It's going to be a brawl. Probably be some brawls in the stands, too, if you're like that, going down there to Philly, dealing with those Eagles fans. So we'll talk about the Giants after this break. Call me up at 888-808-1019. Cam to AM returns right.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
After this.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Yeah. Still talking about the same teams and sports and players. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I always make that joke. Like, you guys never get tired of it. 24-7 sports talk station. Shout out to Steve Summers, man. I listened to Steve on with BT and Sal yesterday. I was like saying to my wife, I'm like he is a living, like, I don't know how to say it and not be disrespectful. Like, because like, he's so old, he can and his ability to recall, you know, I don't have the ability to recall like that. Like, I bring other things to the table. I always compliment, like, Evan Roberts. Evan Roberts has a great ability to recall. Steve Summers has an amazing ability to go back in time and remember things that happened and articulate them. My brain is fried, bro. Maybe it's the CTE. Maybe it's, I'm not even joking. Maybe it's playing football from age 10 to 21. You know, maybe it's the CTE. I'm not able to go back in time and remember sports and events and players' names and scores and things. But listening to Steve, I'm like, damn, he can go back. And like, I definitely got to read his book because I'm sure the book has a lot of that in it. But like, I just appreciate Steve so much. I also was saying to my wife, I'm like, it's crazy that, you know, he retired and then I took over. And I did not replace him. I did not take over for his spot. It's just the way that it worked. Like, I came in and I didn't even know. I'm telling you, and like, I look back at how it all played out now, and I just posted this because Barrett Sports Media had it, that on October 21st, 2021, Steve Summers let WFAN listeners know that he would be retiring, that he was offered to return to overnights but declined. And nobody told me until, like, I think, like, the week after, hey, you will start as the new nighttime host. No radio experience. Nobody had ever really heard of me. Relatively unknown. You know, some motion on the internet, some podcasts and stuff. And I remember having a little bit of cold feet. Like, I wanted it. I was down, But I'm like, I think that's a bad idea. It's not going to go over well. Just because I knew how much love Steve had out here. And I knew how iconic, you know, his voice and his delivery and his monologues and the sound effects and the sound bites and his shows. I'm just like, I'm starting from scratch. And like, you know, in the beginning, I thought to pay homage to him with some of the Captain Midnight stuff and the me here, you there. And then I like, after a while, I'm like, no, don't even do that. Cause like, that's his thing. You got to find your way, your lane, your voice, your style, and be you. And like, you know, hearing him today say that he had a guy, like a handicapper that was coming on and like, you know, overnight and under the covers, that line came from him. And it had to do with like covering spreads. And I'm like, wow. You know, him talking about he started July 1st, 1987. I wasn't even born yet, bro. Like, to hear Steve talk about, you know, he made some mistakes and he had some strikes against him. Me too. But he just kept going. And like, what I think him and I have in common, and like Steve and I have had a bunch of conversations off air, and I think I've told you guys, like when I first started, I made a point to bring Steve on every month because I never wanted anyone to think that I was walking in here like, it's me, this guy's gone. You should. I'm like, no, you honor a legend like that. And especially after I met him on Christmas Eve and he had been listening to my show and he was so gracious and just like awesome with his comments and his criticism and his help and, you know, his words, and him and I powwowed over on, you know, the other side of WFAN for a good like 30 minutes. He gave me his landline, and I'm telling you, I have called that landline at least 10 times and he always picks up, and it's him and it's his voice, and he's just a man, bro. And he's cool as hell, right? Like, growing up, I always thought radio hosts like had to be cool, and like, he is cool. His style, the way he dresses, the way he talks, his storytelling. And I just feel blessed that you know, even when they mentioned it to him that you know, like, hey, there's this new guy coming in, we want to put him in nights, because they could have put me in overnight. I don't know if I would have taken it, but like, I probably would have taken it, but I don't know, overnight is tough. And shout out to Big Mac, and I remember Sal got announced to doing the overnights when I did. It's just crazy how time flies. And even for Steve now, at age 77, you know, dropping the book, make sure you get the book and make sure you subscribe to his podcast. He's still doing it. But, you know, time goes by quickly and things evolve quickly. And like, I mean, even where we're at now, like our social media has evolved a lot. Like YouTube, I'm live on YouTube right now. You can see me. You know, I go places and do things, and like the social digital component is a huge part of everything. And I think that's what gave me a little bit of an edge and advantage coming in. Like I said, I had followers and stuff. And I remember Steve now is popping up on Twitter, but Steve did not have Twitter, Instagram. That's not his age. That's not his time. But, you know, listen to him talk about how enamored he was with New York City and how he would read everything about New York and Madison Ave and Broadway and the boroughs and how he wanted to be here. You know, I think we have that in common too. Like, I'm not from New York. I'm from New Jersey. He's not from New York. He's from California. One is much further. And obviously I was coming up to New York since a kid. My brother and sister went to FIT. There was always something, you know, to come to the city for. But I think the biggest thing him and I have in common was, you know, how we approach the callers and the nighttime and connecting with people. And yeah, Steve, that was great to hear him today. And I just, again, want to put out there how much I respect him, how much I appreciate, you know, him being in my corner, his guidance, his support, because it doesn't always go that way. You know, he could have been like, F this kid. He could have been like, this guy sucks. No way. Like, with me? Nah, man. He kind of just, you know, moved on. And you know, even when I was calling to have him on my show, he always was down. And we always found a time. I think I literally had him on every month of my, like, first year. And I've asked him about so many things in the radio industry, in New York City. He has told me stories that, you know, people have come to him about me, and he's relayed those stories. So it's just, it's crazy to me because he's an icon. And I know I got a little bit of emotion and a little bit of a name, but like, you know, when I think about his career, like, he did 30 years of the night, the overnight. Like, that's crazy. And, like, he made it his own. He made it his thing. Like, that's an icon, a legend. I just wanted to kind of pay homage to Steve Summers and, like, look dead in the camera and let anybody listening know how much I appreciate him, how honored I am that I actually, like, stepped in and, like, didn't make a complete fool of myself. I mean, I have a bunch of times, but, like, you know, like, I carried the torch as well. There are people that call and they're like, you're the man, you're the best, whatever. Like, there could, you know, there were people that thought I wouldn't make it. There were people that thought they made a mistake. And, like, I'm proud to say, like, it wasn't a mistake. It was some kind of destiny. And Steve has helped me a bunch. And, you know, I'm glad that WFAN continues to be what it is for so many people out there listening every single night, right? It's a community. And there's so many nights I come in here and I'm like, it ain't about me. It ain't about my fandom. It is because I'm driving the bus. Obviously, it's my voice. But it's about everybody. It's about, you know, everybody that calls, everybody that doesn't call, everybody that's in the chat, everybody that listens, everybody that is a sports fan, and not just in the city, you know, even beyond. Let's step outside the city. Let's take a call. This call is coming from Philadelphia. Let's go to Justin on the fan. What's up, Justin? You got it.
Hey, what's going on? You know, longtime Giants fan. I was born into this franchise. My dad grew up in Bayonne. I currently live in Philly. But, you know, man, living over here, the fans are brutal. And to finally get a dub like we did, was it two Thursdays ago?
Yeah.
It was bliss, man. It was just bliss.
Did you walk around with Giants gear? Did you, like, peacock? Did you let them have it? Or did you just lay low?
100%, dude. 100%. They couldn't stand looking at me. They turned their they couldn't stand looking at me, dude.
Because it wasn't just, like, a field goal win. It was complete domination in front of the entire nation, the only game on, like, that was
100%, dude. And you know, us Giants fans, we haven't had something like this in 10 plus years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
So,
and now
I'm hoping we can just go into Philly. You know, Dart doesn't seem phased at all in his presser. I think it was today or yesterday. He's like, yeah, I play in tough places all the time, man. Philly ain't nothing.
He likes that.
So exactly. That's what makes him tough. That's what makes him play.
He's different, bro.
Strong, dude.
He's different. That's what I tell people. I'm like, he played at USC. He played at Ole Miss. So, like, USC is always rocking. And then whoever they go play, they're USC. Like, and then Ole Miss, he's going into the Gator Bowl. He's going into
right.
Between the Hedges. He's playing against Georgia. He's playing against
Georgia, exactly.
Yeah, like, and after you go into those environments. Crazy. Those environments in the South, those are professional football. Like, they're just as big. They're just as crazy. So Dart is ready for it. Like, if he went into, which he did, he went into Mile High. Mile High is one of the loudest places to play and hardest places to play because of the altitude, and that's one of the best defenses in the league. And after the game, they're all giving respect to him. They're like, yo, it's different than watching the film. He's better than we thought.
And you saw Nick Fangio giving him his flowers, too, which is, like, scary because now he's probably watching a lot of tape on him, and I'm kind of scared now. We don't got, you know, Holland and Adebo in the secondary, which – the Eagles just looked great in the air against Minnesota, which is, like, it's kind of scary, but I feel like that loss kind of, like, sparked something. Like, we can't let that kind of stuff happen. Just like how after the Saints, we went right into the Eagles game, turnovers.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm thinking the same thing. Yeah, it's growing pains. And
exactly.
These rookies are growing. But also the coaching staff is growing. Thanks for that call, Justin, and that perspective. A Giants fan, Pops grew up in Bayonne, and he's down there in Philly in enemy territory. As before the last break, I was talking about, if you're a Giants fan and you want to go to Philly, like, now's the time to go. Now's the time to go because you got one. Like, you got a quarterback. You got a running back. Like, the Giants have an opportunity to sweep the Eagles for the first time since 2007. The Giants beat their ass last time. So, like, it was just 2 weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago. I know that Quinyon Mitchell was not out there. I also know that Jalen Carter was not out there. I know that you're going into Philly into the link. But like Justin just said, Vic Fangio, with that young defense, is scheming and planning and preparing for Jackson Dart. And he's using the media to kind of throw flowers at him. Jackson Dart, I don't think he's the type to catch the bouquet. 888-808-1019. It sucks that, you know, they just signed Ray-Ray McLeod, the third. He's not going to be up to speed, ready to go, I don't think. They did sign Juice Wells a couple weeks ago, Dart's college teammate. And I don't know if he's going to be up to speed. Darius Slayton is supposed to be back. Use those tight ends. Theo Johnson, Daniel Bellinger, Lil Jordan Humphrey, Wandale, Jalen Hyatt. Dart does not care. And they better have the kicker squared away. I think Graham Gano is going to be ready to go. But, like, I was thinking about Graham Gano. I'm like, I wonder, like, it's probably eating at Graham Gano that he wasn't ready to go. And the Giants would have beat the Broncos if he was suited up. Even hurt. You know, even hurt, he's not missing an extra point. This is a big game. It's just like, I don't think they're making the playoffs, but like you can make some noise in the division and make that route potentially a thing. And like just to pick up your fans, the fan base in a way, like coming off of that loss, which I've been saying we got to flush that loss. Now it is literally Thursday, week 8. And I've been listening to the fan. The fans haven't been able to flush that and let it go. Like, it is going to be one that stings for a while because you were there. You were up 19-0. You had it. The statement was, it was like the stamp was in your hand. It was like a centimeter away from the paper to stamp the Giants as like legit, for real, went on the road as dogs and beat this team that talked trash and like, sucks. But it's the NFL. You got to keep going. You know, Jackson Dart, you know, he was asked about, you know, the booze in Philadelphia. He says it amps up the moment. It's a lot more fun to play in front of that than to play in front of no one at all. Like, that's his mentality. Like, and the best hoopers are like that. The best competitors are like that. The best athletes are like that. They want that. They want you to see them do their thing. And they want the opposing team's fans to hate them. Darius Slayton said, you know, about Jackson Dart going to Philadelphia as a visitor for the first time. He says, if he didn't have any haters, he's about to find where they all live. like he's getting a lot of love. He's getting a lot of respect across the league and obviously right here in New York and New Jersey. But down there, he's going to hear some things and he's going to feel some hate from some Eagles fans that, like, this is what they do. This is the number one thing they do. They show up. It's a 1 o'clock game. They're going to show up there 6-7 in the morning. 6-7. They're going to show up ready to drink, ready to go, trying to get some get back. But the Eagles, not for nothing. That's another thing too. I had in my notes, like the Eagles in their own building this year, they're suspect. The opening week, if there's not a rain delay. Maybe the Dallas Cowboys are able to beat them. They beat the Cowboys 24-20. That game was janky. But the Cowboys were moving the ball on them. That Rams game, it came down to a block field goal. You know, the Rams were about to kick the field goal to win it. And the Broncos were down 14. It was 17-3 at the link, October 5th, and the Broncos came back to beat them. So, like, if there ever was a time to see what them tickets are like and ride down there. It's funny, my sister was in town last week, and she was talking about her first NFL game. And I've told this story. My brother, rest in peace to him, he was a Giants fan. And I wasn't going with him down to Philly. He had another ticket. My sister decided to go. And this is before, like, the camera phones could record. I forget what year this was, like early 2000s. And my sister was like, yeah, that was crazy as hell. She didn't even remember what the score was or who won. But my brother drove down there with my sister to the link. I don't even think they wore Giants gear. I think they kind of blended in because my sister was young at the time and my brother knew. He knew better than to, but he got the tickets and wanted to see the game. Better than me. I've never seen a game at the link. Not because I'm that shook. I just like, I've been to Citizens Bank Park. And their fans are jackasses there. I went to the draft in 2018, and I showed up there and got completely harassed and heckled at the draft. Like, a couple guys, I literally was like face to face with, like, bro, I don't want to talk to you. I don't know you. Why are you coming up to me? Why are you talking to me? Because I'm wearing a Dez Bryant jersey? F out of my face, bro. Like, leave me alone. But that's how they are. They're very territorial. And, like that was before they won two Super Bowls. That was when they were worshiping Carson Wentz. I can't imagine how crazy they are now. Let me see if I can get a call in here. No, I got a break. We're approaching 1 o'clock. And I see some calls, some different calls, but we'll get to them. So I do want to continue to do more on Dart, the Giants, some of the moves that they're making, and talk more about this Eagles game, because I think it's going to be a good one. And I am not subscribing to the Eagles get their payback. And just because last week they got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith going, yeah, they got them going against, speaking of Carson Wentz, who threw two interceptions. And I'm surprised Carson Wentz is still in the league. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan, back after a quick timeout.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.